Station 11 is Emily St. John Mandel's fourth novel and has garnered an impressive list of 2015 award nominations, finalist for the National Book Award, Penn Faulkner Award, and Bailey's Women's Prize for Fiction, and has won the Arthur C. Clarke Award and Toronto Book Award. Sometimes it's classified as science fiction, other times as a dystopian or apocalyptic novel, which is not a genre that typically attracts my attention. This one not only sounded interesting, but it drew me in so far into the story that my imagination traveled even farther down some of the roads than the characters did. I was so fascinated by the story and the premise that I couldn't stop thinking about it or talking about it. Just ask my husband, any of my friends, or both of my book discussion groups. The core of main characters includes Arthur Leander, a successful middle-aged actor who dies on stage of a heart attack near the very beginning. He connects us to five other characters: Kirsten Raymond, an 8-year-old child actor who's obsessed with Arthur and is on stage with him when he dies; Javon Chandri, a former paparazzo turned entertainment journalist turned EMT, whose life has previously intersected with Arthur's at several key moments and now at his death; Miranda Carroll, Arthur's first wife, an artist obsessed with creating her graphic novel, which eventually plays a key role; Clark Thompson, Arthur's British friend whom he met while they were struggling actors and is now a corporate businessman; and finally, Tyler Leander, Arthur's young son with his second and now ex-wife, Elizabeth. Set in modern-day Toronto, the night Arthur drops dead, life as we know it is dying as well. A pandemic, deadlier and more aggressive than anything we've ever known, is sweeping through Russia, spreading to Europe, and making its way to the Americas and the rest of the world before anyone can survive long enough to find a cure. 4 out of every 1,000,000 people survive, roughly 1,200 spread out in the 50 states, who live to find themselves in a world devoid of governments, infrastructure, services, or institutions of any kind. Once we meet each character and where they were that fateful night, we leap 20 years into the future to experience what life is like 2 decades later. Can you even imagine it? Grocery stores and homes looted long ago, no new production of goods, no medication, education, transportation, or communication. How have people come together? What is daily life like? How do you begin again? Such an interesting sociological study. It captured my imagination like no other book I've ever read. I hope it does the same for you. Station 11 is available at the Park City Library in print, large print, CD, and ebook. This is Barbara Brett's Friend of the Park City Library.